Welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast, the place to be if you dream of living a life of fulfillment, freedom, flow, and most importantly, fun. I'm Laura Cruz, the Dream Transition Mentor, the creator of the unique six-step Dream Transition Method, which will take you from idle daydream to transitioning into your wildly successful freedom-based business. Listen to inspirational stories from women who have been brave enough to take the leap from corporate and now live the life they've always dreamed of. Women like you and me. They did it, I did it, and you can too. Grab a cuppa, find a cozy spot, then sit back and enjoy the episode. Hello, welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast. I'm your host, Laura Cruz, aka the Dream Transition Mentor. This is episode 173, which just blows my mind, really. 173 episodes of my rambling. So today I want to talk to you about whether you are willing to do the work. Are you willing to do the work? Ask yourself now. Whatever it is that you want to change or achieve, whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, let me ask you, are you willing to do the work? If you are, if you've got your hand up or if you're nodding and going, yeah, Laura, I'm here for it. I'm going to do the work. Good work, my friend. Good work. If you're thinking, no, I don't want to do the work. Actually, if you don't want to do the work, you're probably not listening. You're probably not listening to this episode. So, but if you're on the fence and you're thinking, well, maybe, I don't know. Let me talk to you about why it's so important. When you want to make a change in your life, anything you want to change, anything, takes effort. Anything that you want to change takes, it takes effort, it takes enthusiasm, it takes extra work, hard work, more work, whatever you want to call it, it takes some learning, it takes some application, it takes some mindset work, it takes all sorts of things. And the reason that so many people don't change things about their life is because they don't want to do the work. They don't want to do the work. Doing the same thing that you have always done is the easiest road. It's the easiest road. Now, if you want to do the same thing you've always done, great, because that's the easy road. But if you don't, I'm talking to you people who don't want to keep going on the path that they've always gone on, who do want to make a change in your life, it's going to take more of you. So often we get stuck on a road that we started driving on this road. If you think about your life as a journey, you're in a car. You started driving on that road and you keep going on that road because, well, I got on this road. This is the road that I'm on and I'm going to keep going. This is the road that is the right road for me or is the only road for me. This is the road for people like me. I'm saying that in inverted commas. This is the road that I've been given. There's all sorts of things, but this is the road that I have to be on. So I'm going to have to keep going. And the trouble with that is that the roads that you chose when you were 20, 18, 20, 25, 30 may not be the road that you want when you are 40, 45, 50, 60, 70, 80. It may not be the road that you want. But it's really hard, isn't it, to make a change? It's really hard to step away from the road that you've been driving on because you know that it's going to require a lot of you to do something different. I was talking to a client about this recently, and she asked me about my decision to get divorced from my first husband, and she asked me, what was that decision about? Was that decision about the relationship or the life that we were living? And it was a really good question. I had to really think about it.
And I said, do you know, because I don't think about that very often because it was years ago, but I said, I think it was about both. I think it was about both. But I knew, I spent a long time deliberating over that decision, but I knew that if I said, I don't want this anymore, that there was going to be a lot of work involved in, you know, separation, in, you know, there was going to be a lot of work physically, emotionally, mentally. There was going to be a lot of work with the children, with me, with my ex. There was going to be a lot of work, you know, financially. There was going to be a lot of work that was going to go into it. So I had to be really sure that the decision that I made was the right one, because otherwise, if I wasn't going to put the work in, you know, do you see what I mean? Like, making that decision was going to produce quite a lot of work. And I decided that, you know, I knew that I did want to do that. So I was going to do the work. I'll always say, not advocating divorce. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying back for me back then was that that was the right thing for me. I needed to make a change in my life. Almost like kind of throw a grenade into the life that we had and start something different. Now, lots of people will think that that's the wrong thing to do, that you should just stick it out. I didn't want to, and I knew it was the wrong thing. And I've got to be honest, I think there are lots of people around me who might have wished that they'd done the same thing, that they'd started over again. But they didn't. So I knew that that was going to be a lot of work, right? But that was kind of, I guess it's a different way around from what I'm talking about now, because I knew that if I made that decision, it was going to create a lot of work and there was no coming back from it. If you want to change your life in terms of starting a business or pursuing a hobby or a career change or something like that, it doesn't have to be as extreme as that, but you're going to have to put the work in. And as I said, the work comes in all different areas. It's not just the doing. But it's the planning, it's the thinking, it's the learning, it's the mindset work, it's the talking to others about it, it's about growing your confidence, it's about being brave, it's about learning from others, it's about networking with people who are doing the same thing as you, it's about being committed, it's about an investment, and I don't mean, you know, an investment in all sorts of things, you know, in things that will support you, in courses, in mentoring, in coaching, in product, in training, in equipment, in, you know, tools that you need to do the thing that you need to do. There's a lot of investment there. If you are ready to do something different, you are going to have to put the work in. And I was reading something in a group this morning, actually, and somebody was saying, I'm starting my business, but I just don't have the time to do this thing, and I'm just too tired in the evening, so I'm going to outsource it. And I just thought that was really interesting, because when you are trying to build something alongside of what you've already got, so if you're working, you know, you've got an employed role and you're trying to build something else, you do need to be doing work outside of, you know, you do need to be doing evenings and weekends. You just do. You do need to find time, which I know is ridiculous, but you need to find time to do more. You absolutely have to. So in the year where I was planning my exit from my corporate role, I was studying for a master's level certificate in coaching. I was doing two business kind of training programs, like mumming my kids, you know, mum and stepmum. I think we're finishing off the house, house renovations. And also I was working 4 days a week. So, yes, I was doing a lot, right? And I was really tired, really, really tired. But I knew that work I did then would like pay me back. It would pay me back in dividends. I knew that work was really important because it was going to get me to where I needed to get to. And I was tired, and at times I was resentful, but I knew I was so connected to the goal that I wanted to get to. right? I knew where I was going-ish, and I really wanted to get there, so I was prepared to do the work to get me there. I wanted to do that work. Perhaps what I hadn't factored in is how much mindset work I was going to need to do. And I say that to you as somebody who focuses heavily on mindset in their business, probably really underestimated how much mindset work I was going to need to do. I was probably more in the actual physical work that I was doing. So going back to that person in the group said, I'm tired, I can't do this. I'm not saying it as a judgment, but I'm saying it as an example that it's easy to say, I can't do that. I won't be able to do that. I can't fit that in. I can't make that change, because you're resistant to doing the work. You're resistant to doing the work that you need to do to make that change. Because by kind of self-preservation, you'll slip back into it's easier not to make a change or just keep doing this. It's much easier. Let me just stay here. But you know that's not what you want to do. You know that you want to make a change. So how do you get yourself really engaged in that big why? So one of the parts of the dream transition method that I talk about is about your magic. So if you haven't read my book, get yourself a copy now. I'll put the link into the show notes. It's called Dream It and Do It, 6 Steps into Your Own Dream Life and Business. But the magic in the dream transition method is, what are you going to get when you have made that dream of yours a reality? What is that going to mean for you? If you don't understand what the thing is, what the thing's going to do for you, you won't do it. You absolutely won't do it. Everything we do in life is driven by a kickback. Whatever it is that we're doing, eating something, watching something, doing something, spending something, saving something. Everything we do is driven by a kickback that we're going to get. So if you don't understand what the kickback will be, why would you do it? So think about, what is the magic that you're going to get? If your magic, you know, if you want to set up your own business, if you want to work for yourself, what is the magic that you're going to get? Is it more money? Is the money the driving force? And don't let anybody tell you that money is, you know, oh, it's so bad, you're so greedy, money shouldn't be the driving force. Forget that. Is money the driving force? And if it's money, what is that money for? Money on its own is just nothing. It's just a thing. But what's that money going to do for you? Enable you to buy a house, buy a flat, go on a holiday, pay off some debt, buy a car, not have to work such long hours. Do you see what I mean? Lots of different things. So maybe that's your magic. Is the magic about you and your ability to have creative freedom, or to test your abilities, to see what it is that you can achieve if you have the free rein? So if no one's saying to you, Laura, this is what you've got to do, what could you achieve? That's definitely a driving force for me, because I don't want to be told what to do, hence my resistance to jury service. I don't want to be told what to do. I want to make my own decisions. So is that the magic? Is that the magic that you're going to feel? Is it about the 4 F's that I talk so much about in my business? Is it about experiencing freedom to do everything that you want to do, when you want to do it, with who, you know, on your timetable? Is it flow? So your life is not kind of work or home. It's just life. Fulfillment. Will you feel that you've experienced true fulfillment, perhaps for the first time in your life? If you've been doing work that you don't want to do, perhaps this work is the time when you get really fulfilled. Or is it about fun, the fourth F? Is it about fun? Is it that you can insert fun into your life? Is that the magic? Or is it something else? Is it about your clients? I've talked often about how when I set up my business, it was very much about me. And then as I've progressed on, it's very much about my clients. It's about what my clients experience, how they feel, how I help them to grow their confidence, grow their self-belief, get out there and take action. That is so important to me. That's the magic. So when you connect in with why you want to do something, suddenly that question, are you willing to do the work, I think gets a bit clearer, a bit less fuzzy. Because if you can suddenly see the road ahead, you can suddenly see what you could gain if you put the work in. Don't you want to do that work? Don't you want to think that you could get that far? Don't you want to look forward a year, 2 years, 5, 10, 20 years and think what you could have achieved? A lot of the magic for me and what I do is showing my kids and my children and my stepchildren that anything is possible. I was laughing last night. I was dishing up dinner and I said something to my husband about, I can't even remember what it was. I said, oh, I'm not sure about this thing. And he just went, Laura, if you dream it, you can do it, which is obviously the title of my book. And we're both laughing. I said, all right, Saki. But we were laughing because I firmly believe that. But I want to show my kids and my stepkids that if you can, that you can achieve what you want to achieve, that you can set out there and say, this is what I want to do and I'm going to make it a reality. Watch me. That's huge for me. Huge. And not in a showy offy way, but in a genuine, look, this is what I've done. What could you do? I don't want my children and my stepchildren to be bound by, stuck on the journey that they've always been on and feel that they can't do something different. They're all quite young, right? They're, they're young adults starting off on their careers and things. But I want them to see that they could achieve anything they want to achieve. So if you connect in with your magic, I think that the question around the work, whether you're willing to do the work, becomes more easier. But I've got to say that my own experience of underestimating the mindset work is what I want to share with you now. I'm predominantly a mindset coach. And when you are first starting out on your business journey or, you're making a change in your life, we underestimate the need to do the mindset work. We think it will be about the functional things, which is important, but it's the mindset work, it's the umbrella that kind of covers over everything else that we do. You have to do the mindset work. You just can't get away from it. And mindset is a continuous thing. It's a continuous thing. You have to keep working on why you want to do it. How are you feeling? What are you noticing? What's going on for you? Why are you up today and yesterday you're a bit flat? What's that all about? When you do this thing in your business, how does that make you feel? When you post on socials and nobody responds, what's that doing to your mindset? When you put out an offer and nobody buys, how are you feeling about that? What are the stories that you're telling yourself? What's your brain, your brain looking for evidence? What evidence is it giving you? Is it saying, oh, you're not very good at that, that's why nobody's buying? Because that's rubbish. Mindset is essentially the stories that we're telling ourselves. It's the things that we're reporting back, and it's the things that keep us stuck. So mindset is the kind of, well, I said it's the umbrella that kind of goes over everything, but it's also the foundation. Maybe everything else is the sandwich in the middle, the sandwich filling. But so the work is... the work around mindset is so important. And are you willing to do that work? Are you willing to get kind of naked? I listen to this podcast and they talk about naked money meetings. They don't mean getting naked. They mean being really honest. And I quite like that as a description. So are you willing to get really naked in terms of your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts and your mindset and what's going on with you? Because in order to change that mindset, in order to shift it to something more positive, you've got to unravel what's going on in there. And the more that you reflect, journal, observe, notice things about yourself, the more you will be able to create this really positive mindset. And when you've got a positive mindset, when you're feeling good about the things that you're doing, when you're feeling positive and connected and motivated and eager, and things are, you know, your brain's looking for evidence and things are going well, it's so much easier to get that work done. You will want to do the work because your mindset is in the most positive place that it needs to be. So let me ask you again, are you willing to do the work? If you're willing to do the work and you want that mindset support, you have come to the right place. So drop me a line, drop me an email, laura@lauracruise.com, about working together one-to-one or about joining one of my programs. I would love to help you to create the life that you have always dreamed of. I'll see you next time, my fellow dreamer.
You have been listening to the Your Dream or Mine podcast with Laura Cruise. If you're ready to create the dream life and business that you've always wanted, then let's work together. Order my book, listen to the podcast, join the Dream Life Academy, come to the Dream Life Business Club, get involved with me. I can help you to create the dream life and business you've always wanted.